الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, with very very great rapidity this noble and honorable guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, شهر القرآن, شهر التوبة, شهر الدعاء, شهر الرحمة, شهر العتق من النار. This benevolent and wonderful opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, the value of which we can gauge from the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. He said, if my ummah had to come to know the value of this month, then they would wish that the whole year was Ramadan. However, introducing this month in the Quran, there's one ajeeb expression which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses. The verse where Allah introduces this, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon the nations before you, and the goal, the objective, the johar, the jewel, the target, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become muttaqi, so that you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 20 days ago or so, 18, 19 days ago, Hilal committees throughout the country, throughout the world, were announcing the onset of the month of Ramadan. Like that, in the heavens there was one announcer. And every day of Ramadan, that announcement is being made. Yunadi Munadin. Allah's announcer is making an announcement. Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil wa ya baghi al-shar aqsir. Those who want taqwa, who want Allah, who want the forgiveness and the mercy that is promised in this month, hasten now, go ahead. Wa ya baghi al-shar, in those 11 months of the year, dushmani, adawat, turning your back on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aqsir, put the brakes on now. This is the season of hidayat. The point, very, very interestingly, at the end of that verse, what does Allah say? Ayyamam ma'dudat. This is just a few days, you can almost count it. In other words, before we even realize it, almost like the flash of a lightning, Ramadan will have passed and this opportunity will be gone. So what is the message? Do not delay. Do not delay. This mindset shaitan will give you that you've got a lot of time. And particularly, as we are drawing towards the end of Ramadan, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha describes the conduct of our noble master and guide, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three things she says. When the last 10 days of Ramadan would come, three things she describes about the demeanor and manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, shadd al-mi'zar. Shadd al-mi'zar, literally, this is an analogy. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tie the lungi. Tie the lungi means divest himself from every other attention or detail and devote himself completely to Allah. Ayqadha ahlahu. He would wake his family up. In other words, encourage them that don't lose out on this opportunity. And ahya al-layla kullahu. The third expression, she says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's back would not touch the bed in the last 10 days of Ramadan. قد ليغ إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. His maqam and status, Allah says, we have given you an open victory. Your past and future sins are already forgiven by you. Yet this is the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert himself. The point, my respected brothers, is that it is essential and important for us to understand that the objective of Ramadan is not for you and I to become seasonal Muslims. That we exert ourselves and that we worship Allah in Ramadan. And once the Hilal of Eid is sighted, then it's like a get out of jail free card and we revert to back to what we were doing before Ramadan. That is when we have defeated the entire object of Ramadan. Ramadan, Allah is outlining, at the end of Ramadan you have to become muttaqi. At the end of Ramadan, taqwa has to have entered your lives. In other words, the khair and barakat of Ramadan has to permeate beyond Ramadan. And for that, my respected brothers, there is one very, very great and effective tool and medium that was given to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exclusively. Previous Ummahs were not given this. In order to lay the foundations of this, a great Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, how many years? 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Allah, give me a pious son. Allah, give me a pious child. Allah, give me a pious child. How many years he made dua? This is Khalilullah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah made Ibrahim his Khalil. وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. Allah says, Ibrahim alayhi salam, we tested him and tested him and tested him and he excelled. Wafa, he made wafadari with Allah. وَإِذِ بِتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتِ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Itmam, perfection. And yet, more than 60 years of dua. Not like you and I make dua for 1-2 minutes and then it doesn't get answered. Hamara dua qabul nahi ho raha. Through the incidents of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, jewels and sabak of iman we are being taught. That dua, alihu fi dua, exert yourself, apply yourself in dua. Dua is not just some goal orientated, raise my hand, Allah must give me what I want. Dua is ayn ibadat. The act of dua itself is Allah's worship. الدُّعاء هو العبادة الدُّعاء مخ العبادة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, dua is ibadah. Nevertheless, the history we know, Allah blesses him. And then, Jibreel is sent as the guide, call it the rehbar when our jamaats go out. Destination unknown. This qafla is traveling from Palestine. Who is in the qafla? Khalilullah alayhi salam. The newborn Ismail alayhi salam. And Hajar, the princess of Egypt. Day in, day out the suffer. Until they arrive at what Quran describes. Wadin ghayri di zar'in inda baytika al-muharram. This expression of Quran, Wadin ghayri di zar'. It has connotations. In other words, there is absolutely no source or sign of livelihood. Not one fruit, not one vegetation is growing. There's no water. Arid black mountains in every direction. Piercing, boiling sun of the desert. Asbab and means of halakat and destruction. And this Khalil of Allah is commanded, leave your wife and newborn child in this place and go back now. Not going into the history, you have time constraints. But what was happening? Foundation was being laid. Foundation was being laid of an ummah that will be nourished and that will be sustained and that will be raised up at the foundation in the Baytikal Muharram. At the foundation of Ka'batullah. And what is Ka'batullah? Inna awwala bayt wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakan wa hudal lil-alamin. This house of Allah, this first masjid, awwala bayt, first masjid. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that it was not built by any human beings. Malaika of Allah was sent down first. The first construction of Ka'batullah took place at the hands of the Malaika. No human beings built it. Now, Ka'batullah is being reconstructed. Foundation is being laid of what? Of an ummah whose protection and nourishment will take place under the shade of masjid. This is what Quran is telling us. Wudhi'a lin-nas. Ka'batullah is situated where? Middle East. We know in Makkah Mukarramah. What does Allah say? Inna awwala bayt wudhi'a lin-nas. The athar and the effects of this masjid lin-nas are for the whole world. The entire humanity. Quran is saying that. Wudhi'a lin-nas. Physically lalladhi bi bakka. But mubarakan. Allah has attached barakat to it. Mubarakan. وَهُدَلْ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah has linked the hidayat of the entire alam with it. Mufassirin tell us, in this is ishara, that wherever masjid is established throughout the entire world, like an electrical connection, its connection is established with Ka'batullah. And the barakat and blessings and protection that from the unseen that came down on Ka'batullah, if the sharait and conditions of masjid will be fulfilled wherever the ummah is, those same barakat and blessings and asar of hidayat will come down. First blessing in the shade of Ka'batullah was what? Zamzam. Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this water is so mubarak, whatever difficulty you have, whatever sickness, whatever blemish, make the niyat and Allah will cure it through Zamzam. From the feet of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, in a desert without any source of livelihood, from the unseen, Allah causes a stream to flow that will continue flowing right up till Qiyamah. Army of Abraha tries to attack Ka'batullah. Allah could have sent boulders down from the heavens. Allah could have sent a huge army to attack Abraha. Allah could have sent the Malaika down. What does Allah send? Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Allah sends a bird. A bird, and in that bird, in its beak, is such a tiny stone and pebble that you can't even see it. Because Allah is showing that Allah's qudrat is such, Allah doesn't need something huge to destroy a huge army. This is the hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sustenance, barakat, protection, all this from the outset is shown in the shade of Ka'batullah. This family is separated, foundation is laid of an ummah whose foundation will be established on the basis of masjid. Such signs start becoming evident. Time constraints, I'm not going to go into too much of detail, but for example, when humanity shifted away, the same Ka'batullah, 360 idols, as the period of Nur and light and Hidayat comes closer, as the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his period is coming closer, the signs start becoming evident. Example, there was one person, his name was Mirdas. He was the keeper of one of the Banu Sulaim tribe worship chamber. And he had with his own hands designed and built the idols. Head idol, head chief name was Dimad. He told his son Abbas as he brought him up that, "My son, whenever you face any difficulty, whenever you face any problem, go to Dimad." The idol that he built with his own hands. He says, "Go to Dimad and put your need in front of Dimad. Dimad will solve your problems." This child grew up with this conviction. One day after the father dies, Abbas bin Mirdas is in the field. Suddenly he sees an apparition coming, a white ostrich, a rider on top of it, rushing towards him. He starts panicking in the middle of the desert. What is this apparition? And then it starts speaking to him, "Alam tara anna sama kafat ahrasaha wal khayl tajarra'at an ahlasaha." That, "Have you not seen that the heavens have been sealed off? The shayateen can no more go up. They cannot interfere with the revelation that is coming down. And the one who was to be born on Monday, Sahibul Naqatil Qaswa, his camel's name also, before his birth, his camel's name Qaswa is named by this apparition. He has come." Abbas starts panicking. He grew up, "Whenever you face any problem, go to Mirdas." So he rushes to the worship house, flings himself up in front of this main idol, Mirdas, panicking, perspiring profusely. And then from Mirdas, a voice comes, calls out, "Qul lil qabaili min Sulaymin kulliha. Qul lil qabaili min Sulaymin kulliha. Halakat dhimad wa faza ahlul masjid. هلك الضماد وكان يعبد مرة قبل الكتاب مع النبي المهتدي إن الذي ورث النبوة والهدى قبل ابن مريم من قريش مهتدي." Say to the whole Banu Sulaim, say to the entire tribe, the idol is speaking, that the period of Dimad has come to an end. Idol worship will be destroyed. Halakat Dimad. Who will rise up? From the idol, what message comes? Faza Ahlul Masjidi. The people of the masjid are going to rise up. Because the Nabi of the masjid has come. This ihtimam, this attachment, this demand of masjid, ihtimam of jamaat, this was not found in any shariat before the shariat of Rasulullah. They would have soma, they would have worship places, sometimes in a tree, or they would worship Allah Ta'ala alone in the previous ummats, in the previous shariat. But the markaziyat of masjid, ihtimam of masjid, to such an extent, this was emphasized in the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a blind person, Ibn Umm Maktum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not once, more than once. What he says, "Ana dharirul basar, Ya Rasulullah, I am blind. I fear that I don't have any assistant. When I'm coming to the masjid, I'm going to fall down. I'm going to get hurt. There may be some dangerous animal. There may be some impediment on the way. Halli min rukhsa. Do I have permission to absent myself from the masjid?" Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, "Atasma'un nida? Can you hear the azan?" He says, "Yes." "La ajidu laka min rukhsa. Rahmatul lil alameen. Mercy to humanity." At times he would shorten the salah because he heard a little child crying. So not to cause taklif to the mother of that child, he would shorten the salah. Says to this blind sahabi, "I cannot find any excuse for you to absent yourself from the masjid. Laqad hamamtu an amura fityati fayajma'u li huzman min khatab ثم آتي قوما يصلون في بيوتهم فأحرقها عليهم. رحمة للعالمين, mercy from head to toe. He says that I wanted, لقد هممت, I made the intention. میں نے ارادہ کر لیا, لقد هممت, that I would put someone else on my musalla in Masjid Nabawi. Then I would ask the youngsters of Medina to gather firewood for me. And then I would go house to house in Medina, and anyone who was not coming to the masjid, I would burn that house down upon him. أُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. To that extent, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, amongst those sahaba who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four sahaba that if you want to take your Quran and learn your Quran, learn it from them. One of them was Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. Look at the ihtimam, markaziyat of masjid. He says, Man sarrahu, an yalqa Allah ghadan musliman falyuhafidh ala haulai salawatil khams haythu yunada bihinna. Fa inna Allah shara'a li nabiyyikum sunan al huda. وَإِنَّهُنَّ مِن سُنَنِ الْهُدَىٰ. Translation of this, he says, any one of you that wants to meet Allah tomorrow with his Iman and Islam and Deen intact. What does this mean? Maut on Iman. Hifazat of Iman. Protection of Iman. Any one of you that wants to meet Allah tomorrow on the Day of Judgment with his Iman intact, then let him guard his 5 times Salah in the Masjid. Let him guard. فَلْيُحَافِذْ. Never ever let it go. Because, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu goes on, Allah has ordained for your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sunan al-Huda, certain practices of Hidayat. Inna awwala bayt wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. Quran inextricably links Hidayat with the Masjid. Hidayat is linked to the Masjid, like Hidayat is linked to the Quran. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran hudan lin-nas. There are certain Sunnat, practices of Hidayat, Sunan al-Huda, that Allah has made mashru and ordained for your Nabi. And this markaziyat and ihtimam of masjid is amongst them. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu then goes on to tell us of Qarni Ula. He says, we were living in a time that even the munafiq would come to the masjid. The man who couldn't walk, supported on the shoulders of 2 people, with his feet dragged on the ground, would come to the masjid. And then he said, that, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you will abandon this sunnat of hidayat of your Nabi, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, La dhalaltum, you will go astray. You will go off the track and road of Iman. You will love. He doesn't say possibly. He says, La dhalaltum, you will go astray. Allah tells us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the incidents of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam mentioned in the Quran is ibrat, is lesson. These are not asatirul awwaleen. They are not fairy tales. In it, Allah opens up in front of us his sunnat, the system of Allah. That whatever pareshani, whatever problem, whatever difficulty the ummah is facing, in the light of Quran and Hadith, in the light of Quran, through incidents of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, take your sabak and your lesson. And no ummah is mentioned as often in the Quran as the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. 136 times in the Quran, Allah mentions the name of Musa alayhi salam, plus minus. Besides the 5th and 14th para, every juz of the Quran, Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel is mentioned. what difficulty that ummat faced. Rasulullah SAW said, my ummat will follow the Bani Israel. And then we find in the riwayat this expression, hadh wan na'li bin na'l. One is you follow somebody, what you call sarsari torpar, from far. You see in the distance you follow him. The other is to meticulously follow. And this is what we find in the riwayat. Hadh wan na'li bin na'l. What is meticulous? In other words, where he puts his foot on the ground, you put your foot exactly on the same spot. That's hadh wan na'li bin na'l. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my ummat will follow that ummat that closely. To this extent that if in that ummat there is someone that commits incest with his mother, someone in my ummat will do that also. To that extent, what was this? Ishara. That the halat and conditions that came on that ummat that Allah has opened up in the Quran, the same principles will apply to this ummat. What was the halat and conditions? Tyranny, oppression, bloodshed. Their women were enslaved. Their male newborn children were slaughtered. This entire nation was oppressed on a level we can't even imagine. Today we are facing what persecution, what oppression, what hardship, what difficulty. Two principles. Like I said, time constraints. I'm not going to go too much into detail. Two principles. Allah outlines how Allah Ta'ala changed the condition of the Bani Israel against the tyranny of Fir'aun. Two principles. وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. First, effort on iman. Effort on iman. Effort on iman. Place your tawakkul and your trust upon Allah. This was the first effort that Musa alayhi salam made on the Bani Israel. And they reached that level where they said, Alallahi tawakkalna. We have placed our complete trust upon Allah. Second effort, there was no masjid that time, but ij'alu buyutakum qiblatan wa aqimus salah. Make every home of the Bani Israel a masjid. What we talk today, when the ummah is told by solution, kalima namaz, kalima namaz, kalima namaz, we say, why are you coming with simple solutions? We need complex solutions. We need ideological warfare. We need to change the mindset. What was the basis which Allah turned the situation of this nation that was enslaved? Two things. Iman and salah. Establish ij'alu buyutakum qiblatan wa aqimus salah. Make every home a masjid. This is Quran. And Rasulullah SAW said, what came to that ummat will come to this ummat. You will follow that ummat. In that Allah, out of His mercy, is showing the solution. He left Makkah Mukarramah. According to one riwayat, in Quba, Rasulullah SAW was only there for 4 days. The more famous opinion, 14 days. What was the first thing Rasulullah SAW did in Quba? He established masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to Medina Munawara. First major move, masjid. Connection is being established with Kaabatullah. This is the ummat of the masjid. And Allah tells us, innama ya'muru masajid Allah man amana billah wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salah wa ata az-zakah wa lam yakhsha illa Allah fa'asa أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. This is Quran. إِنَّمَا. إِنَّمَا is what we call كَلِمَةُ الْحَسَرِ. Like how we say in Urdu, sirf or sirf. إِنَّمَا. Allah uses the word يَعْمُرُ. يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. This word يَعْمُرُ has connotations of imarat, building. But it doesn't actually mean building. Allah said it means abadi. Make alive. Ya'muru masajid Allah. What are the conditions? Amana billah. Iman on Allah. That is the foundation of abadi of masjid. Establishment of salah. Discharge of zakat. Walam yakhsha illallah. This effort on iman. That we fear nothing and no one but Allah. And what is this? Recipe formula. Recipe formula for what? Asa ulaika an yakunu min al muhtadin. Allah says these will be the people of hidayat. buyuti, buyuti, buyuti fil ardil masajid. Buyuti fil ardil masajid. Hadith Qudsi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah says, my houses, very interestingly, when Quran speaks of masjid, the word bayt is used. Quran speaks of Kaabatullah, the word bayt is used. Hadith Qudsi, again the word bayt. What is bayt? Even if you don't know Arabic, it's a word we would have heard over and over again. Bayt means house. What is connotation of bayt? Maskan. Your place of sukoon, your place of tranquility, your place which the heart turns towards. Seven people under the shade of Allah's arsh, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masjid. That person, whether he is in his physical house, whether he is in his shop, wherever he is, his heart is attached to the masjid. The word bayt is the place where your heart goes towards. An ummah had to come into existence whose hearts will revolve around the masjid. Inna ummara buyutillah. Rasulullah said, those who make the masjid abad, hum ahlullah. These are the family of Allah. These are the ones that are linked to Allah. Man alifal masjid alifahullah. The one who loves the masjid, the one who loves the... What does love mean? Love means his heart is attached to it. His time is spent in it. His life revolves around it. That is bayt. Man alif al masjid alifahullah. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. Buyuti fil ardil masajid. I'm digressing. The brother said it's Saturday, so we can take a few more minutes. Allah reward you for your sabbath. Ulama say, what is masjid? Masjid is Allah's domain. There's no king, no ruler. There's no insan that has any superiority in the masjid. It's mentioned about Harun Rashid, ruler of three continents. Today's rulers, they rule one country, they have to wait for the election and worry about the opinion of the masses and this poll and that poll. These are not rulers. That was a zamana. One khalifa, three continents. One day he got angry with his wife and he told her that if by daybreak, in other words tomorrow morning, daybreak, sehri time, subah sadiq, if you are in the kingdom of Harun, three talaqs. Those were not like you and I, that today the person make talaq, 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 and then what happens? Now he wants to believe in the Trinity, make three into one. Then he goes and looking around for a fatwa also. And if the mufti doesn't want to give him a fatwa, he looks around for a grand mufti. We give one grand and get a fatwa. And then what they say? I said it out of anger. I was angry. As if a person gives talaq when he's not angry. This is where we don't acquire the knowledge of deen. That is why the regret comes in after it. Like there was one person like that. Talak, talak, talak. And then looking around, he found one grand mufti. Grand mufti told him, don't worry. Talak didn't fall. Why? You see, he said, when you said talak, you said with a kaf. You didn't say with a cough. So when the matter went back to the actual mufti, he said, tell him his nikah also didn't take place. Because nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. There also it was kaf instead of cough. But these people were not like that. Now he summons the muftis. That time there was no supersonic jet. Fastest mode of transport was camel and horse. Three continents. So they said there's no choice. By tomorrow morning daybreak, if you are in the kingdom of Harun, three talaqs, she will be in your kingdom. No matter what you do, you can't get out of the kingdom. So three talaqs will fall. He looks around. It's a long incident. I'm not going into the details. Are there any of the students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, present? He said, yes, there is one, Yaqub, known as Abu Yusuf. Some sense for him. He hears the issue. He says, no problem. Tell her to spend the night in the masjid. So that at daybreak tomorrow she's in the masjid, the talaq will not fall. Now the other ulama are looking at him. What's the dalil? Annal masajida lillah. Annal masajida lillah. Allah says the masjid belongs only to Allah. There's no king and no ruler in the masjid. Rich or poor, all are equal in the masjid. Buyuti fil ardil masajid. My houses on this earth are the masjids. Ummaruha, zuwaruha. Those who will make the masjid abad, they are the guests of the masjid. Zuwaruha. They are visiting, they are the guests of the masjid. And then, Hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoting the words of Allah. Fatuba, fatuba, liman tatahara fi baytihi. Mubarak, glad tidings, to the one who will make wudu at home, then what it should have been, technically. Thumma dakhala ila al-masjid, thumma dhahaba ila al-masjid, thumma masha ila al-masjid. Made wudu, then he walked, he went, he left, he proceeded to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't say that. He says, Allah says, Mubarak liman tatahara fi baytihi, to the one who makes wuzu at home, thumma zarani, then he comes to visit me, he comes to visit Allah. Every step to the masjid is the ziyarat of Allah. Zarani, fahakkun alal mazuri an yukrima zairahu. Allah says, I have made it obligatory upon myself to make ikram and honor and protect those who are my guests. The people of the masjid, whom ahlullah. One hadith Rasulullah s.a.w. said, inna lil masjidi awtada. Inna lil masjidi awtada. This word awtad is the plural of the word watad. Watad is when you are putting a foundation, or even if you're putting up a tent, what they do, they knock a peg into the ground. The bigger it is, or the stronger the wind is, the more the peg is sunk into the ground. It has to be stuck. That is watad, that which is stuck in the ground. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "There are in my ummah, there will be some people who are the pegs of the masjid. They are the pegs of the masjid. You will find them in the masjid. You cannot shake them out of the masjid. What is their maqam? What will Allah give them? Al-malaikatu julasa'uhu. What it should have been? Logically, from a grammatical point of view, it should have been hum julasa'ul malaika. But it comes in the hadith, al-malaikatu julasa'uhu. What's the difference? What's the connotation? Sometimes you hear, Allah wala, some sheikh, some buzurg has come. So what we say? Let us go and sit in the suhbat of that Allah wala, so we will benefit. This al-malaika to julasaum, this is what it means. That the malaika say to one another, let us go and sit in the suhbat of this person. Al-malaika to julasaum. In ghabu iftaqaduhum. If he is missing, they go look for him. In maridu aduhum. If he is sick, they go and visit him. Malaika go and visit him. وَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي حَاجَةٍ أَعَانُوهُمْ. And he's insan, obviously, there'll be some need, necessity. He can't stay in the masjid all the time. So whenever he has to leave the masjid for any necessity, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, the malaika go to help him to finish his necessity so that he can come back to the masjid. This bunyad, read seerah. This is not something Mawlana Ilyas sahab or Mawlana Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi dreamt up, this amal of masjid, linking and attaching each ummati with the masjid. These five amal that we keep talking about. This is not something that was concocted. This is mustamba direct from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These amal which we are being asked, they're being presented in a certain manner. This is to bring the ummah back onto that namuna and example that was there in Madinah Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba went home from masjid. They went to the bazaar from masjid. Such an environment of iman was established that Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Suqul muslimina ka masajidihim. The bazaar of Medina became like a masjid. The bazaar of Medina became like a masjid. Allah described them in the Quran. Rijal, la tulhihim tijara, wala bay' an dhikrillah, wa iqamis salah, wa ita'iz zakah, yakhafuna yawman, tataqallabu fihi al-qulubu wal-absar. These were men, the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Engagement in trade and commerce did not make them ghafil of salah. Discharging zakat, they feared a day when the eyeballs of men will be overturned. The ummah was linked to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not establish a parliament. He didn't have an office. He didn't have an administrative office. He didn't establish that some separate building. His office was the masjid. Training ground was the masjid. Consultative process was the masjid. Everything was the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attached and linked every ummati with the masjid. The ummah moved away from that. The call and need and cry is the ummah has to come back to the masjid. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ Rasulullah ﷺ says, if you see my ummah making the masjid abad, by abadi of masjid means those amal that sahaba established in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you see a person of my ummah making abadi of masjid, Rasulullah ﷺ says, give shahadat. Give shahadat, he has iman. Allah will give him more than iman. What is this? Quran is telling us. Innama ya'murul masajid man amana billah. Hifazat of iman, hifazat of deen, hifazat of life, hifazat of property, hidden help of Allah. Each thing is linked when the ummah will make the masjid abad. I'm going to terminate on one hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions five things. Five in'amat and blessings Allah will give you for those who will make the masjid abad. Al-masjid. Al-masjid. Baytu kulli taqi. Look at the wording of the hadith. Bayt. Masjid is the house. Who? Kulli taqi. We are given Ramadan. La'allakum tattaqoon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the masjid is the home of every person of taqwa. The masjid is the home of every person of taqwa. Masjid and taqwa are linked. They can't be separated. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith. And then he says, وَتَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ وَتَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ. What is this تَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ? Sometimes you tell somebody, "Bhai, you know what, go put your money here, or go do this investment, or do that." Then he's a bit hesitant. Might get a profit, might not. He's not sure. So if it's a very wealthy, prominent person, he says, "Listen, bhai, you carry on, I am behind you. I'm your kafil." What this تَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ means? Allah is your kafil. Allah is your guarantor. Allah is your guarantor. Guarantor of the person who will make the masjid, the person of taqwa, who will make the masjid his home, who will make masjid abad. Takaffal Allah. Liman kana al-masjidu baytahu. For that ummati who will make the masjid, revolve his life around the masjid, what will Allah give him? Birrohi. This roh, many interpretations ulama give. One of it is tranquility of the heart, protection from depression, peace, sukoon, birrohi, warrahmati. He will be the recipient of Allah's rahmat and mercy. Waljiwazi ala sirat. In akhirat, he will cross the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, with the speed of lightning. Ila ridwanillah, fourth guarantee. Allah says, I am your guarantor. Make the masjid your house. Make the masjid abad. You will get the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah. And the fifth, ila al-jannah, you will be a jannati on this earth. This call by Ramadan is the trading ground. We want the khair and barakat of Ramadan to permeate beyond Ramadan. A tool, vessel, medium the ummah was given. We have to link ourselves to masjid and link every ummati with the masjid. Then, that is that system. This is what Allah has opened up on the hearts of our elders. The need, the cry, the call of the hour for what the halat that the ummah is facing. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions the riwayat that sometimes that Allah says, Inni la'ahammu bi'adhabin ala ahlil ard. That sometimes the gunas and transgressions become such that the people become worthy of the azab of Allah. Allah says, I make niyat to send down my azab. وَإِذَا نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ عُمَّارِ بَيْتِ. But I see there is one group amongst them that are making the masjid abad. وَالْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيَّ. They love one another for my sake. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. They are getting up in the night and crying before Allah for forgiveness. Three things. Masjid abad, loving one another for Allah's sake, turning to Allah in istighfar in the dead of night. Allah says, even if a small group of an entire locality is engaged in that, saraftul azab anin nas, my azab that was imminent is removed from that people. So my respected brothers, this call, jamaats moving in the path of Allah, jamaats are coming in our masjids, etc. The idea is each one of us have to take out time and inshallah daily give some time to the masjid. We make that niyat in Ramadan, then inshallah outside Ramadan for the rest of the year, the khair and barakat of it will permeate. All of us will try and do this inshallah. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah.